hard times create strong men. Strong men create easy times.
You don't want me fighting for this country. I promise you that.
And right now we're in easy times. Mm-hmm. So now we're getting weak men.
And there's so many customers. I'm gonna
go. One of the worst things you can do is be like, hey, you're perfect the way you are. You don't need to change. It's not your fault.
I'm really busy right now.
You need to change things. And now when I see old friends, they're like, dude, you've changed. Like, I had to.
Oh.
Very few people are actually too dumb to make a lot of money.
There you go.
Most people want to make a change and they have these big goals. You can't without money. Money is just a vehicle to get you to your destination. You can't control what happens to you, but you can control how you deal with it. If you don't design the life you want, you live the life you don't by default.
What are three things that everybody watching, based on your mentorship from a millionaire, would move the dial in their life the most?
Enjoy this flyover clip.
I love that. Very interesting.
And so what was your reaction maybe in that first day, the first business meeting? You had an environment growing up with parents as educators, similar like us, Stacy's parents both, you know, and which is a very... color inside the lines, you know, there's, you know, education's kind of is the way to get there. What was your, you got a business college, you know, you learned all this stuff and then you're in front of someone that has all the success you could ever imagine, not only personally, but is duplicated it hundreds of times with other people from plastic surgeons to people that build fences and decks for a living. It's like no matter what they do for a living, own a car wash, clean own a gym, carpet. Clean carpet. Like it's the same result no matter what business it is because of his systems. And so you're sitting there
books.
And everybody kind of has an ego and like, I kind of know what I'm talking about. So what was your like emotional reaction to Clay has strong opinions about faith and what you believe and he'll poke at all of your beliefs a lot and see if they hold up, you know? Yeah. So what was your reaction like as a man there where you kind of come and you got this, you're holding all this is everything I've learned my whole life.
Yep.
I've been in the military. I've been to more colleges than I got fingers and I got all this stuff.
Exactly.
And then you're in front of somebody that has all this fruit that kind of pokes all those balloons a little bit with a pin. How emotionally, not even like mentally in your thoughts, how did you feel in that moment?
Yeah. Well, in that moment, it wasn't humbling yet. So I didn't accept yet that he knew more than me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was still very much like, well, skeptical of it. And then I was like, well, what do they actually do? Like what, like, cause I didn't know that much. And then, we would have these meetings and stuff like he would tell, us to make cold calls. So we had to make a certain amount of cold calls and then we would go back to the meeting the next week. And I know the cold calls haven't been made. And the script hasn't been followed. But then the guy would lie and be like, yeah, we did all of that. But it's just not working.
Oh, and he knew.
And we're not getting leads. And I'm like, dude, he
lied
right to his face.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And so I was like, and he said it didn't work. But it also didn't work because we didn't do it.
Yeah.
So, but then also because I'm like a motivated individual, that now I'm in an environment where I had decent at this place to where I was like, hey, let's do this, and this. And I'm like motivated on all these ideas and I'm like idea hopping. And then it comes up where we're like, hey, we need to be viral on social media because other gyms are viral on social media. And we go. And
so you're coming to Clay with your good idea.
Yeah, we're about to come to Clay with our good idea. We're working on it. We're already like formatting it. Like we're formatting like the outline of like the videos, how we're going to shoot it. And then we go to Clay and we're like, hey, yeah, that's me at Score. But we go to Clay and he was like, and we're like, hey, we're going to do this because, you know, we see these other channels and they're having massive success. And he was like, you can, I wouldn't, because your clients are going to reward you by not coming because now it's online. So now they don't need to come.
Because he has all these perspectives.
Yeah, and it blew my hopes and dreams.
Oh, man. Crush.
Say it again. So you're thinking, he's given you a list of things. And also,
he gave you the list,
you guys are coming back to that, not doing the things he did tell you to do.
Yeah.
And then in your, again, kind of like, I'm going to go back to in your spare time. When you have free time, the choices you make with your free time determine your future. You used to work at Amazon in your free time. You're playing Pokemon.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you're being coached by a millionaire that is incentivized financially to help your business succeed, not doing what he told you. And then in your free time, coming up with another good idea that was not on the list.
Yeah.
And so the choices you're making with your free time are determining your outcome. So in your free time, you come up with this next good idea, which the enemy of most success is your own good idea.
Yeah.
And so you come to Clay with your great idea.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of people struggle with boredom when the greats bore down. So like cold calls is not fun.
Right. Oh, yeah. And it's intimidating and can be scary.
And at first, and I didn't ever really do bad on it, but I was like, at first I was a little nervous.
Sure.
But I was like, it's over the phone. They can't really hurt me.
Right.
So I never really struggled with that aspect of it. But following the script, I was like,
that's stupid.
I really feel like I do it better. So,
give an example of the script.
Like, so the script was like, hey, is this an incredible Betty? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, awesome. Well, we haven't had your son Tyler in for a while. We just wanted to see if you're still wanting him to come out, and we want to give you a free first month or something like that to get him back out.
Yeah.
And so we're making cold calls.
But the incredible Betty.
Yeah, and we wouldn't say it because it felt weird. Yeah, because we were like, no, that's strange. That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we had like, I had a couple people tell me, my son's in college now. And I was like, this doesn't work.
Yeah.
No one on this list still plays or whatever. And I was like, no, cold calls don't work. Next. And I'm like trying to now find new ideas, not do his and then come with a new one. And but we spent a lot of time on that. Like, I went and bought because I was working at Score and Amazon at that same time.
Okay.
And I was, because I was working at Amazon first, and I was working at Score, and then I would work at Score, but Amazon on the weekends. And I was just trying to work all the time at this point to save money to go do another year in college or whatever.
Yep. A good work ethic, again, a big motor on the back of this boat. It's just not really in the water.
Yeah. And then he, and so I did that, and then I went and bought a $3,000 camera because I had a little extra left over. So I bought a
kind of like your $700 TV.
Yeah, exactly. I bought a Sony A7III so that I could take really nice photos because this is what's going to set us apart.
Was that on the Clay's list?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
This is something you came up with on your own.
Yeah, I came up with them on my own because I'm a genius.
You're sitting at home at night. You're like, okay, this is what I'm
looking at these other Instagram pages, and now I know like people will travel, take a ton of pictures, and then keep reposting those same pictures to make people believe they're living a life that they're actually not.
Mm.
And now I know.
Sure. Social media is all fantasy island.
But I didn't know that. And now I also know that businesses do the same thing.
Sure.
These basketball Instagram pages, they all do the same.
Sure.
Or bodybuilders, they don't actually look like that year round. They're getting photo shoots in multiple different outfits in a week span, and they're posting them throughout the year. And I didn't know all this.
Right.
So I'm thinking like, these guys are successful all the time.
Can you say Clay's response again one time? So you come to him with this great idea. What we need to do is go viral with some crazy, wicked shots.
Yeah. I was like, Clay, listen, we need to have a app. We need to have it be on social media. And we need to have an online course that people can take. Because this guy's doing it. And I know he has to be making a ton of money because he gets a lot of views. And he goes, I wouldn't. But because they're going to reward you by not coming, because now they can do everything you're teaching them at home. So there's no point. It's also
you're like wah wah.
And then I also and I'll get into it later in a second when I was, because I got to see, I've been able to see all sides of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's what happened there, and it was very interesting. So.
So you already bought the camera.
Yeah. So I already bought the camera, and then I was like I did shoe of the week and stuff. So I'm like, hey, stop 1 second. I'm like taking pictures of kids' shoes.
Yeah.
So that I can like post it on Instagram. I don't know how to do graphic design, but I'm going out of my way to like design this. And then I'm slightly upset because I know Clay's team does graphic design, but we don't want to ask them to do this part because
he didn't recommend
it. We know
it.
It's not part of the path, you know? And so I'm spending hours on this, like a day, then that's not part of training and stuff that I'm not getting paid for.
Right.
So that's an aspect of it too, is like I'm doing stuff that I'm not getting paid for to help this business just because I want to see if I can grow it.
Yeah.
So it was like a good learning experience because I was like, well, I'm at a business where the guy will like take my advice on stuff, even though I have no idea what I'm talking about. just because I, whenever I speak with confidence. That,
yeah.
Then I would just speak with confidence on anything. I was like, bro, you're going to tell me these people aren't successful even though they have 100 million followers or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't know the back end of it and all of that mm-hmm. stuff. So it was.
It's good learning experience.
We started this by asking about mentorship. And I just think it's such a broken part of our society that
yeah.
people have a hard time receiving it. And most people aren't in a position to give it because nobody receives it well. And they probably weren't mentored either. And so yeah. you have these you know, people that figure stuff out are kind of thriving. And so you can sit there and be like, okay, this guy coaches 160 companies that are all crushing it. Mm-hmm. And he gave us a list of things to do. And this wasn't on the list, but I'm going to not do the things that do work. And I'm going to do more of the stuff that doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know, one thing we used to say in business workshops, I could do this whole workshop in like 5 minutes. Do more of the stuff that works and do less of the stuff that doesn't work. Right. And like everybody can go home now. And like if you just apply that, like because everybody had been around enough, I'm like, you know the stuff you should be doing. Mm-hmm. And you spend most of your time doing the stuff that doesn't work that you think of on your own.
Yeah.
You know, and so do less of the stuff that doesn't work and more of the stuff that does work.
This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff. And it was 75 years before, 50 years you know, before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office. $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending. But we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bullion from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's going to be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end when it skyrockets and now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I got to pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900.
Have you ever wondered about ancient civilizations or the moon landing, chemtrails, the Nephilim, demons? Those are all things that fascinate me. Decided to use our platform of the Flyover Conservative podcast and create a new show called Conspiracy Conversations. Every Saturday morning, we get together with some of the brightest minds in the world that have spent thousands of hours on a topic, churning through the research, looking at things. They've traveled, they've been to the locations, they're looking for the truth because they're as curious as you and I are about what's true. What is really true about our past, where we came from, where we are, and where we're going? We don't bring on guests to iron out their wrinkles and find out the things that we disagree on, no more than I go to the grocery store and try to put everything in the whole store in my cart. I just try to walk out with better ideas than I had when I walked in. If you got something inside you that's like, what about that? I don't even know if I agree, but I would like to hear them out. If you have an open mind and a curious heart, we've got a show for you every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, conspiracyconversations.com.
For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.